This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The answer.
All right. This segment is brought to you by Black Forest Motorsports. If you're driving a Porsche, BMW, or a Mini Cooper, those guys over there, man, I tell you, 40 plus years of experience. You just can't beat them. 8066 Engineer Road. Just go to blackforestautomotive.com. You'll be totally thrilled with the expertise, the cleanliness of the shop, and just the way they'll take good care of you. All right, well, our good buddy, Jim Naylor
Jimmy.
From Ventura Motor Speedway is supposed to have called in, but he must be at the track.
Maybe. You know, so he told me he is the owner, promoter,
he's
announcer.
The owner too?
And I thought, and he's been doing it for over four decades. He said 43 years. And I thought, I wonder if he was ever in the ticket booth or the concession stand.
Sure,
you know, I would imagine if you're the.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because I'm reading a book right now, and it's called, you know, it's about the racetracks of Dave's gone by in Southern California. And one of the segments in there is Paris Auto Speedway. Or not Paris, but Ventura. Guess who's in there?
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy Naylor. And that's quite the track. I mean, the way it's set up. It's very well protected from a, you know, infringement, take the track away type mentality.
Well, is it? Because I thought I was hearing that the neighbors didn't like the noise.
Well, none of the neighbors ever liked the noise. Yeah. But I think, if I didn't bring the book. I was going to bring it up, and I completely forgot. But the way it's written out.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there's some clause in there that they can't do anything about it.
Maybe it's because it's part of the fairground. We had started to talk about that, and I was like, well, wait till we're on air with him.
I think that has everything to do with it. There's some deal.
Although I think Petaluma, which is part of a fairground, is fighting to keep that open as a race track.
Well, Petaluma, yeah, that's
a tough... Why are we getting that face there, Dave?
Well, because Petaluma is it's not as industrialized as a lot of tracks that you go to.
What do you mean by that?
Well, in other words, there's not a lot of big business. It's more of a bedroom community. Petaluma is bedroom community to either San Francisco or Sacramento.
Okay.
I used to live up there.
Okay. I'm visualizing myself at.
Did you ever go to that track?
Yeah, I raced that track. Ooh, it was rough. It was an interesting track. They said that you have to, half of the racers study the tides. To try to predict how the track will be by the nighttime. That was an interesting one. But also, right across the street was like Wings and Things. I went and raced, and then I went over to walk to Wings and Things or something.
So you'd rather have Wings and Things.
No, I was just, when you said industrialized, that's where
that's
my
your
head,
idea.
My head went to Wings and Things.
Yeah, Wings and Things went away here in town.
Oh, yeah.
They used to be really good, especially when they had the potato salad.
Okay.
I'm starving.
I can tell.
I'm starving.
So back to Ventura. You know, a guest seems to bring it up all the time. So that's why I thought, hey, we'll have
Turkey
Jimmy.
Turkey Night is now there.
Is it back? Was it there for a long time?
It was at Paris. I think it went from Ascot to Paris, and now it's at Ventura.
Oh, is it? I haven't been to one. My big memory, I raced Ventura once. We were heading to Santa Maria, and we were north of Ventura, and it got rained out. So then I called Darren Brent, and I'm like, it got canceled. It got rained out. And he goes, give me a second. He called me back a few minutes later. He goes, turn around. It was a caravan. There were four of us, I think, from Verona going up there. And he goes, turn around. They're racing at Ventura. So we turned around, and we raced at Ventura. And the Verona, let's see, it was the first time I ever made the podium. But we got third, fourth, and fifth or something.
Wow.
Like that. Yeah, it was pretty cool. We kind of came in and made a mark.
Speaking of Brent, what did you hear about, not Brett, but Darren Brown?
Brown, how his brother-in-law.
How do you do with Dave Arcee?
Oh, Bobby Brown, or Brian Brown.
Brian Brown, okay. Brian, I'm sorry.
Brian Brown, what I saw, well, he posted a time, like they were doing their laps or times. He got like second fastest.
Well, that Arcee car is stupid fast.
Yeah, and then I think he's in the main, he started 10th and he ended 10th. And they were happy because they got to load it on to the trailer with no scratches, which is a win. And it sounds like he held his own.
Well, it's not his car.
I know. I wonder if he even had reservations. You know, like I would in the back of my head if I was racing somebody else's car.
Well, that's people. I have been given the people's cars to go out on tracks. And every one of them has said the same thing. Well, how'd you like it? I said, it was awesome. Well, you didn't seem like you were going all that fast.
Well, yeah.
I said, but how are my times? He goes, oh, you're super consistent. I mean, you were right on the money as far as every lap was within the same time frame. I go, exactly. He says, but you weren't going as fast as that car will go. I go, I know, because it's not mine.
Yeah, it's not mine.
And if I wad it up, I don't want to have to pay for it, to be honest with you. I did it with a 410 sprint at Barona. I did it with a race car out of Cajon. I mean, I've been on enough tracks with enough people's equipment. I am not going to. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want you to abuse mine.
Yeah, I in the other way.
And you don't even loan yours.
Well, that's right where I was going. Because
you don't even loan your car.
There are three people, I will not name them, but probably about three people I would let race.
Right.
And I've been asked by a couple people, and I'm like, yeah, no.
I'm pretty surprised you would even. I mean, I can see you letting people drive it, but I can't see you letting anybody race it.
Well, they could put it back together better than I could.
Oh.
And they're really clean racers. And
But you can never.
They could show me how fast it could go.
But you can't judge what that other knucklehead's going to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Yeah. No, but they're not even a handful, just maybe three people.
Yeah.
So I got a text from my crew.
Yeah.
Race suit instead of a trophy girl dress. They were listening.
What did I say? Oh, did they like the idea?
No, they must have heard.
Did they like the idea?
Like the idea of a trophy girl dress. They want me in a race suit.
See, I told
you.
We'll
look for other.
Well, what we're doing, folks, in case you're worried, because next...
yeah, the 24th, next Saturday.
Saturday is going to be an epic race out at Barona Speedway. We're going to have IMCA is going to have four divisions. And then the off divisions, there'll be three of them, and then including the kids. And in my drunken stupor, I've decided to donate $100 to each division other than IMCA, and Brittany's going to be the trophy girl.
That's what Dave says.
Oh, come on.
So I guess the big deal is that it's IMCA Hobby Stocks. Hobby Stocks do not generally race down here at Barona.
Right.
They're out at Cocoa Paw in Northern California. He had thought Merced possibly.
Right. There was a little Acura, little Integra, little two-door coupe was in this morning.
That was David Hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been a guest.
And he's bought another car.
He's having a really good time with that sport.
He's loving that division.
Yeah.
He said, and I guess he's doing quite well points-wise.
He is doing very well, but to the point where he doesn't want to slip in points, so he's going all over the place to maintain.
Yeah, and I guess, there's not a lot of maintenance to this thing.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Especially if you stay out of trouble.
Well, yeah.
Well, I think he got in a little bit of trouble, like damage.
Well, it's a little wadded up on a couple of corners, but nothing.
And it's not even the Barona segment, but we're there right now. You had 33 on, Dyke.
Yes.
Which one?
PJ.
Because I saw that race last week, and so I think was Eric Evans just checked out. He was out front, but it was 33 and 77. That's where the race was.
That's where
and
the race
I didn't know either of the drivers. And when I saw it on the news this morning, I'm like, I text you. That makes sense why it was such a good race, because it was one of.
And I got to meet his absolutely adorable wife. She is such a little sweetheart. And we were talking. I says, well, have you ever wanted to race? She says, well, I drove the last car. She says, I haven't done this one. In fact, I'm under this one more than I'm anything else.
Atta girl? Really?
So, yeah, I guess she's the crew. She helps load and unload. She's just a sweetheart. And her parents own a bagel shop over in Arizona.
Yes, he mentioned that sponsor.
Did you notice I made sure?
Yeah, that was wise.
Yeah, the wifey.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer.
It's Ventura Highway, so we're talking about Ventura.
Oh, Ventura Highway. Okay, I'll give you, sure you're not going to get your nose smacked for that one. I mean, you know, whoever that band was that played that.
It was America.
Was it?
America. Oh, The Horse with No Name, also. That's another good song.
Oh, I remember that. Well, he played for Mr. Naylor. He played, what is it?
Ventura Highway.
Ventura Highway. How you doing there, Sunshine? Hey, by the way, I guess you're very, very popular, I might add. Look, he's not going to talk to me now.
Me? But, sorry.
No, Jimmy.
Has Jimmy called in?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Oh, he's not called in yet. Fat finger. So he's playing Adventure. But anyway, this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. New, used, makes no difference. Service, they'll work on any car in your garage or driveway. El Cajon Ford, family owned and operated. Paul Dyke and his team, they are amazing. So anytime you need any kind of automotive, and I don't know if you know it, but if you're looking for a used car, did you know that the majority of his used cars go to the auction? He doesn't go to the auction. If it doesn't meet their standards, they just ship them off to the auction, and 80% of their trade-ins are from consumers that buy new cars. And he's got families that have been buying cars there forever and ever.
Maybe for those who shouldn't go, he's like, oh, I'm not going to sell them. Maybe he'll turn them around and we'll see him on the track.
You never know. Hey, we got Jim Naylor on the line. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Yay!
Well, it's pretty cool. I'm reading this book by Harold Osmer.
He's the best, isn't he?
Well, and I'm reading along, and I'm just loving this book, dude. I mean, I am loving this book. So I get to Ventura, and you're in the book.
Isn't that scary?
Did you know you were in the book?
Well, I probably had to let him know.
Harold is the best guy. He does the program for Turkey Night Grand Prix. He's done it at Paris. He's done it at Irwindale. He's been there every year that I've been there. When we were on TV in the early 90s, Harold had these books, and he came there and sold them out of his 53 Chevy whatever
that pickup truck.
He's the best. Yeah, he's the best. He's just so enthusiastic. Yeah. Loves it. He's got two brilliant daughters, a brilliant wife, and he's a brilliant guy. You know, he was a rocket scientist and gave it up to build ukuleles and make stuff out of wood. He's amazing.
Doesn't surprise me in the least. But, folks, I don't have the title of the book handy, but it's probably one of the best books. It's not real wordy. It's not super long. But, man, is it a great book. I absolutely love it.
Are you trying to look it up right now, Dave?
I think it's Where They Race.
Yeah, Where They Race. Turn three.
That's it. Because he does them all. And he has great things at Sauga Speedway, where I spend a lot of my time.
Yeah.
Stuff about all the fun racetracks and an amazing man. And he's really, really a fun person because he's so enthusiastic about motorsports.
He is. So, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't Ventura somewhat protected, you know, from the noise people and the home people? Aren't you guys... Did I not read in there someplace, or are you not?
No, we're not. I mean, we have to still pay attention to everything.
Okay.
There's a freeway between us and the main city, but just to the east of us are apartment buildings and the city of Ventura on the other side of the freeway. Pretty much all the vacant property that used to have industrial whatever is now has condos and being built and 3 and 4 story buildings and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, there could be an issue.
Yeah.
Do you have a curfew, a hard curfew?
10 o'clock.
Yeah, but you normally get everything done by 10, right?
We start at 3:30. This is what a lot of people don't get. We put cars on the track at 3:30 for warm-ups, and so we go through that. So that means that after warm-ups are done, which can be 4:30, quarter to 5. I have to get back on the motor grader, regrade the track, rewater the track, the tow trucks go out, repack it, and at 5:30 we start racing. Then that makes it a little better, but it's still warm. Like right now, that's probably why I wasn't paying attention, didn't call in earlier. It's such a nice day here in Camarillo. But anyway, and then at intermission time, I have to get back on the tractor, regrade it so that we have at least four main events that have a real good track, and that helps the racing. But you have to do that. You know, the old days of starting at 6, 7 o'clock don't happen anymore.
Right. And in the days of racing, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday don't happen at all anymore either. But, you know, but that.
10-4 on that one.
But you guys do such a great job at that track. I've heard nothing but great things about that track.
I think that's why it comes up like every other hour that we're together. Someone brings it up, some sort of reference.
Right. And that's why you guys host Turkey Night, is because
we're very fortunate.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, that's a feather in your cap, man. And I think it has a lot to do with the guy running the show, but I don't know. I'll have to meet him someday. All right. So Brittany asked off air about what did he do at the
track. Are you talking about all his titles?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you were saying owner, promoter, announcer. Now he grades the track. Have you ever worked the ticket booth or concessions?
No, the concessions are with through the state, so the state farms the concessions out. So, no, I've never done that.
Well, they've seen you cook, so that probably has something to do.
No, nobody will ever see me cook. My wife doesn't see me cook. I'm not allowed in the kitchen. I was a bachelor for 36 years from my first marriage to my second, and I never cooked. So the cooking thing, we cross off. Never, okay. And that's never going to be behind my name. Yeah, because there would probably be people sick.
Yeah.
But I've taken everything pretty seriously. I build the trophy that given away every Turkey Night.
Oh, fun.
I make a car pedal. We build it just like a car. This year it's going to be the 1934 Witterhoff Offie that Bob Swanson won the first ever Turkey Night. And I've got to finish that. But we've been working really hard on the fairgrounds and on the facility itself in the last 3 months. We've done a lot. The crowds have been great. The racing's been sensational. So we're kind of pushing towards that. But Turkey Night, we're selling tickets. And you can call the shop and ask for Ashley or dial one and get your tickets for Turkey Night. I think it's going to be a sellout. You know, we moved it to Friday, Saturday night. So Saturday night this year is the first time since 1934 it will not be run on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, and that's probably okay.
Well, here's what we thought. You didn't get Thanksgiving last year in 2020. Mm-hmm. You think your wife or your girlfriend or somebody's or mom's going to let you go? I don't think so. She's got it this year, and she's not going to give up Thanksgiving. So I thought it would be a good move to move it then, and I've had a lot of people tell me that they couldn't come because it's on Thanksgiving. And if you know anything, which we all do about racing, there's not many races run on holidays anymore.
Yeah.
They're run on the weekend closest to it.
Right.
Because of all the situations that happened. And you mentioned Friday night. We used to run stock cars on Friday nights in the 80s and early 90s. And that went away fairly quick because nobody can get there from here.
Yeah.
You can't. If you lived across the street from Irwindale when they opened up, they said, we're going to run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday night lasted 3 weeks.
Oh.
You can't. If you lived across the street from Irwindale, you couldn't.
Yeah.
And then walk across the street and see the races. There's so much traffic anymore, it makes it impossible.
Right.
So that's what's happened. So Saturday night's pretty clogged up with racing.
Well, and that's okay because, like you said, I didn't know that you started at 3:30. I think that's, to be honest with you, I think that's a great idea. Other than, but you know, you're on the coast. How hot could it get?
Well, it's funny because a few weeks ago, when all the racetracks in Northern California, Bakersfield, Santa Maria, all closed down due to heat, we put a picture of the racetrack from a view from one of the drones that showed the racetrack and then the Pacific Ocean. And I put the caption, the coolest place to race.
Absolutely.
And
I think I've seen that picture. I've seen one at least similar to that.
That'd be great on a poster.
It's so pretty. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it was very nice. Our photographer, Rob Hargraves, has taken it, and it's beautiful. He works so hard. A lot of photographers do that. But anyway, so that was great, and we had lots of cars and lots of fun, and it's still about 30 degrees cooler than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Just the distance between Camarillo and Ventura, I can get there, and it'll be foggy, and it'll be even maybe a sweatshirt day.
Ooh.
Can you believe that? A sweatshirt day.
Right. July. Now, I think I saw a post that said you have everything from sprint cars to sport compacts to motorcycles coming up next week. Is this true, or did I read some?
Yes. No, we run a division, a flat track, kind of an old TT-type deal in the infield for local motorcycle racers, and then we run all the rest on the main track. So, that's what you had to do. Years ago, I was one of the few racetracks that started running two divisions. Most people, you went to the racetrack, you saw sprint cars, mm-hmm. or you saw a stock car division. You know, Saga Speedway was one of the few that had a couple different stock car divisions, but we started out running two or three divisions. We had midgets and TQ midgets for many years, and then as time went on, you had your stock cars. We ran stock cars on Friday nights, for example, and the open wheel on Saturday, and then we had to combine them because we couldn't run on Friday. And then as the car counts go down in some of these divisions, you know, it's to get the amount of cars it takes to pay the bills and to get the spectators in the stands. So some of us are running 5 and 6 divisions in a night. That's a lot of main events. That's a lot of trophies. Yeah. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Hey, I do have a question for you because since I live in Alpine, which coming to you is like 4 hours, I think, for me to make that trek. What kind of hotels do you have in the area?
We have a lot of nice hotels. In fact, there's some being built. We have some right on the beach, you know, and you can go stay at some of them. They got the Holiday Inn, the Holiday Express, the Four Point Sheraton.
Okay.
Just you name them. They're there, and some of them are very nice. And you can stay, like, in the harbor at some of the nice ones there and get up Sunday morning and tramp through all the nice buildings and stuff they have and all that kind of stuff. So it's really cool.
Well, okay. Well, that's good to know because I'm going to reach back out to Corey Cruzman for the sprint car school that he teaches.
You're going to go to his school?
Not me. I'm going to send Brittany. And if I'm going to send...
Okay, well, he's the best.
Oh, I know. I'm going to send her and probably drive up on a Friday night, spend the night, take the school on Saturday because I got to get back for radio and TV. But I just wanted to see if there was any really cool hotels because... I can't wait to get Brittany out of her dwarf car and into a sprint car. Look, she's over here grinning. She's grinning over here from ear to ear. All right, hey, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with the Ventura King right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer. The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. One fast half-mile track. Paris Auto Speedway is running just about every single weekend. So if you want to get up and see some door-to-door awesome racing, that's where you need to be. Also, John's Automotive Import Repair, 7447 University Avenue. Go to John's with an S, San Diego Auto Repair. All the work is guaranteed and covered clear across the United States. John's Automotive Import Repair. All right, we got a special guest on the line. Understand he did pretty good last night, Chris Ganson. Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Albert, yourself?
Well, I hear you did quite well last night. What'd you think of Paris Auto Speedway?
It was pretty good last night. I mean, we finished 7th, which was a good night for us. But it's just awesome seeing a packed grandstands again with this whole deal. I mean, it's I'm glad to see the fans really coming out and supporting our local dirt tracks. It's awesome.
Well, you know, like anything, you know how we get sort of complacent. Oh, yeah, I'll go to the track next weekend. Oh, yeah, I'll go to the track next weekend. And then they take it away for a year and 3 months. I don't think anybody's going to be complacent anymore. Now, I guess your home base is Indiana?
No, my home base is actually here in Birdiemont Heights, which is in between San Bernardino and DeVore.
Oh.
But we're getting ready to head back to Indiana on Tuesday to race Indiana Sprint Week.
Awesome.
So that's where they race every day, right?
Yeah, they race 3 to 4 nights a week. So we got a pretty big chore ahead of us, starting next Friday night. So. Yeah.
Sounds like you're up for it, though.
My family, we're going back to Indiana, and I already contacted Jessica Swanson about Jake and Jessica. Are you guys racing? We're heading to Indiana.
Yeah, no, they're great. Yeah, the Swansons are great people, good friends of mine. You know, Jake moved back there, and he's doing very well since they moved back there. So we look forward to catching up with them. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, well, he's got a race shop. Isn't he supporting the series back there?
Yeah, he has a shop that he houses the Silver Crown car that he drives, and I think the USAC National car he drives, and he also does a lot of shock work for people in Indiana.
Yeah, well, you know, heck, you know, that's the kind of job where it's not work; it's fun.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
So you use the word chore, but I know you don't mean that. I mean, it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it's worth it.
Yes, it is. It is a lot of work, and it takes a lot of time to do it, but it is pretty gratifying.
Yeah, what are you looking forward to? You have something you're looking forward to the most, or you just think it'll naturally unfold?
Naturally, I mean, it's something that I've wanted to do the last 5 or 6 years to go back and race that, and we just haven't quite had the time with work to take days off to go do it. Mm-hmm. And so this year being my last final year racing sprint cars, we decided to make it happen this year.
What? Your last final year racing sprint cars, what are you moving up to?
I am moving to race my son in quarter midgets. He's currently racing quarter midgets, so I'm stepping away from full-time racing to spend more time with my son.
Let's see how that works out.
Well, I got to go. I'm glad he's doing this, though, that Indiana going down.
Well, I
that's
do.
That's awesome to do that for yourself.
It's a bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
will your son
absolutely.
Be coming? Will they get to see, will he get yes. be able to see Daddy?
Yes, he will be coming, and we're going to take him, you know, to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway museum on our day off out
Sweet.
There.
That's awesome.
Kind of turn it into a family vacation.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I might as well prepare you right now. If you have a big appetite, Indiana will fill it. I was stopped at a steakhouse going to the Indianapolis 500, and I said, "Yeah, just give me a small steak." It was hanging over the plate on all four corners.
I thought you were talking to appetite for racing.
No.
Like literally appetite
the
for food.
The food back there is so good. Am I right? Or have you ever been?
I can't disagree. I can't disagree. I've been back there several times for other functions, and there is good food back there. That is for sure.
Yeah. And I am thrilled that you're gonna take your son back there, because I know I went back there, and when I walked up the stairs and overlooked the speedway, man, I just literally broke down. It was that emotional for me. And the museum does such
a great museum.
A great job.
My dad and I went there.
Oh my gosh,
that is cool.
So how old is your son?
He is six years old.
Oh, perfect. That
is dreamy for him.
Yeah, so you're gonna have a great time. So I tell all my drivers, young and old, that they call in, that they got to talk a little bit about their sponsors. So who's been getting you to the track on a fairly regular basis, or if not brand new?
Yeah, we longtime sponsors Kevin and Tom Malloy, the Trench Shoring Company. They've been behind me for 15 years now. They're our primary sponsor, and they're a big help. You know, of course, we got BR Motorsports and King Race Prospects up in Visalia, Kistler Race Engines back in Ohio. Mark Priestley, he used to own the number 7 car that raced out at Paris for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mom and dad have, you know, they've owned cars for almost 40 years now. So they, you know, big supporter. Then, you know, my wife and family. Then, I mean, we've had a lot of good sponsors through the years. Cam 2 Race Oil, they've came on in the last 2 years with Walt Stevens, and, you know, they've helped. And I've been pretty fortunate to have some great partners over the last 25 years I've been racing. So it's pretty great.
That's awesome. So what's your boy's name?
Landon Ganson.
Are any of those sponsors possibly being carried over to your son?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They're,
you got great backing.
They're already looking at when is he old enough to drive a midget and stuff. So.
Well, you know, once a midget sponsor, always a midget sponsor. So how's Landon taken to the track? Is he kind of a, just like his dad?
Yeah, he's actually a lot better than me. His win ratio is probably about 90%.
No kidding.
So,
well, he's still in that no fear mode, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we've moved him up. He's races two different classes at, you know, Orange Soos with quarter midgets, and we travel to Phoenix and Tucson, and he's done very well. He took to it, and he's just very very smooth and consistent, and he thinks, and for a 6-year-old, that's wow. The hardest thing you struggle with them. They just get out there and they follow around, and mm-hmm. and he gets out there and races.
Wow.
You know? So he's done very well. He's won a lot of races already.
That's awesome. So, well, if you really want to, I was going to say, if you wanted to look at something cute, go to YouTube and punch in Growing Up Garage. And this little guy, how old is he? 7, 8 years old?
Yeah.
Does a YouTube video, wears glasses, just as cute as a button, and he teaches kids how to change tires.
How to work on the car, how to work on names, what tools to use.
Tools, yeah. Air pressure. It's really fun. You'll get a kick out of it.
That sounds about like how my kid, he's currently out in the shop right now. The guy's working on the sprint cars, getting them ready for
Indy. Awesome.
That is so cool.
So is he speaking the language? He comes back, he comes off the track. Hey, Dad, it's loose coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
You got to think sometimes, I swear I'm talking to a 16-year-old.
So did he say mama, daddy, or tire first? What was his first word?
He actually said, I don't really know what he said first. It's kind of drawing a blank right now, but
probably V8.
He's on stagger.
Stagger. Yeah, exactly.
He's been to the racetrack since he was 2 weeks old, and he's kind of grown up at the racetrack. So he constantly, it's love of racing. If we're not at the racetrack, he's watching race car videos on YouTube, and that's all he wants to do.
Well, it's pretty selfless. You had 15 years in, and you're going to kind of scale back, but maybe
25.
Oh, I was thinking of the sponsor for 15.
Yeah, he's in 25. Yeah. Hey, you know what we can do? Have you ever thought to bring Landon down to Barona?
No, the cars that he races doesn't race there.
Right.
And it's been a long time since I've been to Barona. That's a racetrack, I had a lot of success in when I raced micros and when I ran the California Lightning Sprints, successful, but it's probably been 12, 13 years since I've been there. I know they kind of had a reopening grand deal, and I think they've done a lot of work up there to update the facility in the last couple of years, from what I understand.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, the reason I was saying it is because I do local television, and we're the number one watched morning show in San Diego County and around the world, actually. And I was going to say, if you ever want to get him on television, and if you're in the area with the car, I'd be more than happy to do it and give him some good experience and bring him into studio. Get him in here.
Because he could be
the greatest driver in the world, but if he can't interview, as well as I do, that's a tough bump in the road.
Oh yeah, he's actually done pretty well. Chris Holt out at Paris, they've interviewed him 3 or 4 different times already. He's like I said, he's more popular than I am. he's a very likable little kid, and everybody loves him.
Takes after his mother.
I hope you guys get to race each other someday. Oh. That's where I was headed.
Then Dad will get beat and he'll be all bumming.
Well, it's the timing, I think.
Is it the timing?
He's got to start a little. Yeah,
well, I tell you what. Hey, you got a pencil handy?
Look
around.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to give you my cell. I'm going to give you my cell number.
And all the listeners. Okay.
And then that way, if you do decide to ever come down, I'd love to have you give me a call.
Okay.
760.
Okay.
715-5507. We'd love to have him on radio and TV. I think it'd be a hoot.
Yeah, now that you just gave all the scam callers your cell phone number.
That's all right. I don't care. I've got no money. I don't own a race car, so what are they going to get? Nothing. Actually, I might talk to him.
There you go.
Hey, anybody does 5 hours of radio, what do you expect, right?
I don't know how you do it.
I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. It goes by like a nanosecond. It's the darndest thing. So you're going to just run one more year. Yeah. Did you ever run the Chili Bowl?
No, that is one thing that we're working on right now.
Oh, good.
Working with a couple partners to try to do that this coming January. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm going to step away from full-time racing, you know, no longer chasing the USAC CRA points. But I will be racing, you know, half a dozen races, you know, that kind of stuff. Then, you know, do some stuff and just, who knows, in a few years, you know, I don't know, you know, it's, but right now, my time is more important with the little guy and the start of his racing. So,
and you're starting at a perfect age. I think it'll be absolutely wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what, you got my number. Later on down the road, maybe we'll have, I'll have Brittany, once you contact me, I'll give that info to Brittany, and maybe we'll have Landon call in some Sunday, and we'll chat.
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, buddy.
Best of luck.
Hey, have fun in Indiana, man. Drive safe, and we look forward to talking to you.
Yeah, thank you guys again for having us on, and thank you for all you guys do for the racing community, trying to promote everything on these talk shows. It's great, and you know, hopefully everybody keeps coming out to the races.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not going to be a problem, all right? Take care, buddy, and be safe. And we're going to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio.
Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. They got a dyno, so once they fix your car, you can throw that bad boy in the dyno and make it hum. Check them out at 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. So, Jim, call back. Hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I actually figured out how to do it the second time, so, you know, not too bad for an old man.
Hey, practice makes perfect. So So how long have you been a promoter?
43 years.
Did you ever drive?
Yes, sir, I did. I drove for my dad in the quarter midget days in the mid-50s. We quit in the 60s, and then he went stock car racing and hired a driver, and I became a sign painter because he couldn't have anybody paint the car. He couldn't afford it because you knocked the fenders off at Sauga. So that's kind of what happened, and then we got back into it. We had a body shop / custom car paint thing that I started, and we met a guy named Pete Snyder. He says, you guys need to build a TQ midget. So we built a TQ midget, started racing. 605 closed down, and my dad and a guy named Bob Bogan talked somebody into letting us run around this. Basically, it was a rodeo arena in front of the main grandstands. They used to run speedway bikes there, real small one. And so they started, the guy went broke. I bought the rights to turn it into a racetrack. And my dad said, well, I'm not going to buy in, but I'll help you. He was a heavy equipment operator and a mechanic. I was a sign painter. That's the key to this whole thing. He passed away a year and a half after I bought the racetrack. So I lost my buddy, my best partner, you know. And so I had to learn how to run equipment, and it took a little while, and we started making a racetrack out of it and kept making it bigger and moving the light poles out further and further until we started touching every building, and the fairground said, that's enough. You're as big as you're going to be. Didn't stop us, though. We actually made it higher banked when we started running sprint cars in the mid-90s, so we banked it a little higher, but that's the way it is. So 43 years, and
they went by like they went by like a nanosecond, didn't they?
Well, when I'm talking to you right now, yes, it's been by. It's been a passion of mine. The fairgrounds is a passion of mine. I've been maintaining all the dirt and been involved in a lot of things there. So it's something that means a lot to me to have the Ventura County Fairgrounds there and to continue to try to help them make it better.
I could see you'd be an interesting conversation with you and Don Kazarian having dinner,
talking
about dirt. Talking about dirt.
The composition of it, the movement.
Because Don does the same thing. Jumps on the tractor, cuts the track, knows how much. I mean, he does the same thing Jim does. It's so I imagine that would be an interesting dinner conversation.
He's a great man. He's a great man.
He really is.
He's brilliant. He really is. And what they did there, their family did there, I don't know if anybody can understand how much they should appreciate what the Kazarian family did by building Paris Auto Speedway and spending the amount of money they spent to make it such a beautiful facility.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree. But, you know, and I guess by reading this book, back when they raced Turn 3, there's not many promoters around that came from where you two guys came from. And I don't know if there's any promoters today that would have the experience that you two guys have had, not only on the track, but off the track. Well, you know, when you're dealing with the cities, the fairgrounds, you know, and all of that insanity, coming up with sponsorship and, you know, how many, you know, getting people to come to your track and race, whether not just spectators, but racers themselves. So, I mean, you guys both could collaborate on how to be a race promoter, and it would probably, the first sentence would be, don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. And I told them that, actually. I told Kenny, his older brother, I said, do yourself a favor. Whatever money you're going to do, go buy as many McDonald's franchises as you can, because you'll be a lot wealthier in 20 years. And we joke about that. But people think you kid them. They really think you make a ton of money.
Sure.
And it's just not there. You know, Donnie's family came from owning a lot of big equipment, and some of it ended up at the Speedway. But, you know, now just maintaining that equipment as I do, Donnie and I have to do that kind of stuff.
Sure.
I've been very blessed. I have a great sponsor at my racetrack, ARP, Automotive Racing Products. They're going to sponsor the Turkey Night Grand Prix this year. We're going to jump the purse from $6,000 to $10,000 to win.
Wow.
So the 80th running of the Turkey Night Grand Prix, you know, which is an Agajanian promotion, but I get to do a lot. But anyway, they're going to jump right in, and I'm so blessed to have them. They're right there in Ventura. So to have a person and a group of people like that in a company to back you.
Yeah.
Donnie has some good people, you know, and trust me, it takes – this is what you can't convince anybody. It takes oh so many people to make this racetrack happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, over at COVID, I worked on it. The last 6 months, I've had a construction company, Heath Morton Construction, come in and help me because they were slow. Mm-hmm. They'd had a lot of stuff, and they're both racers. And they've been helping me hang signs, fix bathrooms, do this, you know, seal coat the area, get it ready. I mean, I've just had so many nice people. And I could go on and on and on and list over 43 years all the different companies and people that have helped me and helped the fairgrounds.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I felt very welcome when I went there to race. The Velasquez family and Eric Moore, just I instantly felt comfortable.
Like you're at your
family.
Home track.
Yeah, I've kept in touch with the Velasquez family and Eric, and I only got to race there once.
Eric Moore's my stepson, so yeah, he's very important. you got to have that. I mean, if you don't have that at a racetrack, you're not going to be very successful. You have to have a mass amount of people behind you that help you make it go. And so many people, I mean, they don't get paid like they should.
Yeah.
There's just not a lot of money out there by the time you pay all the bills. Mm-hmm. When I started, for example, you could have an ambulance there for a few $100 a night. Now it's a few $1,000s a night. Jeez. The insurance goes from $300 or $400 to thousands of dollars a night. Same thing with the rent. Same thing with everything you do, besides all the other things that you know have gone up for you, whether they be lumber, metal. Right now none of us racetracks can get race tires. Hoosier shut down for a long period of time. Yeah, I heard that. You can't get dwarf car tires. You can't get sprint car tires. You can't get IMCA modified tires. Hoosier was so big, and they sponsored all this thing, and that's always been the problem. Mm-hmm. You get somebody like Hoosier, who's been really great to racing, you know, does a lot of things, But they're a big company now owned by Continental, and they shut that baby down. Now they can't get any employees. They can't get product. Jeez. And we're all sitting around trying to figure out what we're going to do with tires that show cord.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's mm-hmm. just crazy. That's just crazy.
Well, thank you for putting in that effort from a racer.
He's not done.
Very grateful.
Well, you're very welcome.
I'm just thankful that we have tracks. I have multiple tracks that
as much work as like the Kazarians, you know, the Nailers, the Salazars for Barona, the Cocoa Paw track, and all the other small tracks in and around the area. You know, you're right. You couldn't do it without good people, tons of volunteers, great race families that you know, bring their gear and their family out every single year, and they're all your little ambassadors. Because everybody's always telling me, you've been to Ventura.
That's
why I
asked
about a hotel. Because,
make a little weekend out of it.
Make a little race weekend out of it. Wouldn't break my heart a bit. Well, I tell you what, buddy, it's just wonderful, wonderful talking to you. Keep up the good work.
Please.
And have a wonderful time at Turkey Night. And we might surprise you, and Brittany and I might sneak up.
Well, I can find a place for you, trust me. And I thank you for having me on and being patient with an old man. But yes, we do this because we supposedly love it, but a lot of it know that it's our duty.
Yeah.
It is our duty to keep this place alive.
I'm going to
try as long as I can and then keep the fairgrounds in as good a shape as I can. Thank you, guys. You have a lovely time, and I hope you stay cool.
Thanks, buddy. And this station is always here for you. Anytime you want to chime in at Racer Radio, when you got some news, something exciting, we will be here for you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Jim.
All right. Well, folks, don't go anywhere. Gun Owners Radio is right around the corner. Should be a wonderful... I know it's 2 minutes. Man, you're not playing any car music. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Gosh,
heck with you.
Brendan.
Now he's going to come up with some silly car.
Be nice.
What's that one car song that I can't stand?
Well, there's Cars by Gary Newman, but I hate that synthesizer noise on that one. So
yeah,
I'm not going to play that one ever.
Or what's that one? Oh, the one where it's do, you know.
I don't know.
It's the one with Natch Rambler.
Okay. You know what? Honestly, can we have a show where you do karaoke for an hour?
Not getting any karaoke out of me. You're lucky you got what you got. But
can I throw something out there, or did you have
something?
No,
go ahead, unless you're going to hit me with something.
No. So the Red Bull Romaniacs is coming up fairly soon.
Oh, that's right. Next weekend?
Yeah. So I reached out to Diana in Romania
mm-hmm.
and asked her if the Red Bull TV was going to be showing it live. And she said no, but she came back with a really good suggestion. And so since we still have time on our side, I'm wondering if there's like a watering hole or someplace. I would love to have like a Red Bull Romaniacs viewing.
What about a Dofo winery?
Well, we could start there. That's not a bad idea. Yeah. But since we have listeners out there, maybe they're the one that's going to
host
it.
Well, in the Red Bull,
when
they do air it, it's usually during the day.
Well, they said it's very difficult to broadcast live, and it costs a lot of money. She would propose making an evening where you show both of the 26-minute highlight shows. Have a good time. And so.
Let's work on it.
I just wanted to throw that out to our listeners. Maybe they're like, oh, yeah, maybe
yeah.
My
we'll give you Brittany's home
it.
Address, and we'll have a party at Brittany's.
Well, the police know where I live.
Yeah, the police know where you live. All right, folks, we got to go. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.